And each of our lives is a gift, because none of us were able to have any influence over our own conception. That happened without any volition of ours. Your life, my life, sheer gift. However difficult its circumstances, however much shadow as well as light might fill it, fundamentally, life is a gift. The world is a gift. The universes are gift. The danger with talking about God is that we inevitably find ourselves framing God in human terms. So in speaking of God as a giver of gifts, there's a slight risk that the bearded old man in the sky puts on the robe and hat of Santa Claus. I don't mean that at all. I mean something more fundamental. That God in God's own being is a giver, a creator, a maker. This God who is, as John Manley Hopkins says, past all grasp, God, the whence of our utter dependence, in the words of another famous theologian. This God is gift. He gives and he wants to carry on giving. And he gives above all himself to us. Himself in the gift of the Eucharist. Himself in all sorts of ways. A God whose fundamental desire is to make and to love, and who invites us to give as free gift our love in return. The fundamentally gifty character of life in the universe is obscured in our world by the ordinary conditions in which we live, a world increasingly of contract, of obligation, of rights and of expectations. And in the end, to live in a world of contract and right and expectation corrodes our humanity at a deep level, because we start to see one another as people who should give us what we expect, rather as a small child might be rather dissatisfied with the paucity or inadequate character of presents received at Christmas. We see each other as people who owe us something, and they see us as people who owe them something. But fundamentally, we are gifts to one another. Each and every person, a gift to be discovered and unwrapped by another. The wrapping may be rather difficult sometimes, but the gift is what the person in the end is. And if we could but see one another always as gifts, and if we could understand the giftedness of life and the world, and if we could begin to grasp how God gifts to us life and love and invites us to give in return, well, how very different the world would be. And to that God, the giver of all gifts, Father, Son, and Spirit, be all might and glory given, now and always. Amen.